No results from last night's Iowa caucus are being reported at the moment. Iowa Democratic Party officials say that's because of issues surrounding precinct reporting on a newly developed app. This is now raising questions about Nevada's caucus system. Its caucus is coming up on February 22nd, and the party is planning on using a similar app-based system. With me now is Megan Masserly with the Nevada Independent, and she is reporting from Iowa at the moment. Welcome, Megan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So there's likely some overlap between the Iowa Democrats apps and the Nevada Democrats apps. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So what we know right now, there's a company called Shadow Inc. that both the Nevada State Democratic Party and Iowa State Democratic Party paid for various services. The Nevada State Democratic Party listed as technology services. Now, the party isn't commenting specifically on what those services might be, but reports are suggesting that these payments are for the apps that Iowa and Nevada Democrats are using for the caucus this year.
And so there's been some specific issues with Iowa's app. Can you tell me about the details about that?
Yeah, so the Iowa State Democratic Party this morning is attributing some of the issues that we saw last night with not having any results being reported to a coding problem with that app. They said that the underlying data was not affected or otherwise harmed and that they were able to fix the problem. But they're now in the process of going through and verifying those results. They were doing a lot of hand counting. So in addition to having this optional reporting app here in Iowa to make transmission of the results easier and more smooth, there's still a paper backup copy. So at every precinct last night, people were writing down their presidential preferences. They're required to sign the card. So there is a paper trail. So the Iowa State Democratic Party has said they're in the process of going through and verifying that paper trail. They were asking for, precinct chairs to, take pictures of their results and send those in as well as another way of verifying it. So they're just crossing their T's and dotting their I's in an effort to make sure that the results are sound before they release anything publicly.
And does Nevada have a similar backup system?
So the Nevada Democrats process is more reliant on the app than the Iowa's process. They were describing it as an optional app. The reports, a lot of folks didn't even download the app. In Nevada, the app is sort of a key function in that it is the mechanism by which these early votes are pulled in. There is a backup method in the event that the app should fail. Party officials have told me in our conversations about this app that you'll be able to call a phone number. The party will have access to those early voting results. But the issue that we saw in Iowa last night is folks calling in a telephone hotline to report their numbers and that line being jammed and not being able to get through to report those numbers. And the state party is here or in Nevada has not commented all about the process and whether they're going to make any changes in the wake of what happened in Iowa last night.
What do you think this could mean for Nevada's caucus?
Well, I think, one, there's going to be a lot more scrutiny, obviously, on Nevada's process. There's already a lot of scrutiny. A lot of folks, had varying experiences with the caucus process in 2016. It's inherently just a weird process for folks that are familiar with kind of traditional election day voting. The addition of the app is supposed to make things easier, but also had raised a lot of questions, especially, in light of a lot of ongoing concerns about election security. So those concerns existed before last night, but I think we're going to see an increasing focus on those. And a lot of folks are keenly waiting to hear, a response from the Nevada State Democratic Party and any changes that they might be planning to make ahead of Nevada's February 22nd caucus.
All right. Megan Masserly is with our media partner, the Nevada Independent. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks.
After KUNR recorded this interview, NV Dems released the following statement about the Iowa caucus. Quote, NV Dems can confidently say that what happened in the Iowa caucus last night will not happen in Nevada on February 22nd. We will not be employing the same app or vendor used in the Iowa caucus. We had already developed a series of backups and redundant reporting systems and are currently evaluating the best path forward.